Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 119 through 121, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in November of 1966 in New York.
ईशार अपेतस्य विपर्यय स्मृति तन्माया असो बूलह आभजत्यं भक्तैकैशं गुरुदेवतात्मा. Therefore, it is advised that our fearfulness, how I shall lead, what I shall eat, where I shall lead, where I'll have my shelter, we are always perplexed with all these fearfulness. Why? Because we have forgotten that there is one who is giving me all protection. We have become so foolish that the lower animals than the human beings, they have no economic problem. They're freely living. In the morning, they do not care where they shall eat, but there is it is. No animal, no bird is dying of starvation. Have you seen any animal or any bird has died out of starvation? And who is providing? They have no economic problem. So only this foolish, advanced, civilized man, under the name of so-called misusing the intelligence which was given to him for realization of God, misusing for sense gratification, and therefore they are troubled. That is the whole problem. The world's problem is due to this forgetfulness. Ishadapattesha viparjayasmiti. They have forgotten the protection of Krishna, God. They think that by this adjustment we shall be able to protect. Nonsense. It is not possible. Can you protect yourself from death? No. Then what is your protection? So, this is the formula. Man dityabhi nivesatasya. Ditya means that secondary existence beyond God, which is in Bible it says Satan and God. So this satanic mentality has made them under the control of the Creator. Satanic mentality. What is the satanic mentality? That I want to be God. Always thinking falsely, I am God, I am independent, I can do anything, everything. Whatever I survey, I am the Lord of whatever I survey. These foolish things are gone. So this is very nicely explained, and deference is given by Lord Satan, no? But our whole difficulty, problem, anxiety, a similar verse is in Bhagavad, another place. Sada samadvigna dhiyam asad graha. Asad means a non-permanent creature, we shall not exist due to our absorption in that sight, asat, this matter, this just like this body, it will not exist. So giving too much stress on the bodily concept of life, that sada samudra vigna dhiya, they are always full of anxiety. This is the cause, the foolish people, they do not know. Still, they are very much proud of education. Here is the cause. So because we have given too much stress on this false conception of life, therefore, we are always full of anxiety. And as soon as I understand that I am pure spirit, soul, part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, He is giving me all protection, and my duty is to love and serve Him, then I am free. At once I am free. the simple form. How he'll give me? He's not poor man. He is what he was. Your human being. There are very few. If you compare with other animals, other living entities, you are most insignificant number. Your number is very little, especially for the civilized. If you search out a hole in your room, you'll find millions of ants coming out. Even in your room, you'll find you'll be overvoted. So who is supplying their necessities? Eka bhunam vidudati kama. In the Vedic language, we can understand that one singular living entity. God is also a living entity, he is not what? He is just like a person like you and me, but he is so powerful. Eka bhunam vidudati kama. One single number is providing so many innumerable living entities. So our business is, and Bhagavad Gita, you'll find, Sisam Satatujuttanam Jugakshimam Mahamyaham. I supply whatever he needs, who is constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, I supply. I take the goods personally and deliver them. Why is it the answer? Krishna will take 100 pounds of flowers, 100 pounds of rice and deliver you. Just be Krishna. In ordinary home you don't find more than 5 pounds. You see in our stock, all 100 pounds. So these are facts. These are not stories. But foolish people, they have no knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Be in Krishna consciousness, all your material necessities, but don't be extravagant. Take only whatever you need to maintain your body and soul together and execute this, make this primary. And other things, secondary, Krishna is supplied. But if you want to make your sense gratification, if you want to accept more than what you need, then you'll be in trouble. That is Maya. So Krishna has provided for everyone, everything. There is no need of being anxious. But that does not mean that I shall feel or I shall do everything and anything. No. So this is Krishna consciousness. Now, Lord Chaitanya says, Sadhu Shastra Kripa Yadi Krishna Mukhaya Chaidiv Nistaresh Maya Tahares Charay. Now, how to become Krishna conscious? A person who is fully Krishna conscious, he has no problem. Now, how to become Krishna conscious? The Lord Chaitanya says, Sadhu Shastra Kripa. One can become Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly devotees and by the mercy of the scripture. These two things have been recommended. Not that fools as they are thinking, I can seek myself. I don't agree with the shastra. I don't agree with the spiritual master. I don't agree with scriptures. I have got my independent opinion. He is fool number one, rascal number one. One who says like that, he'll at once take him that he's fool, rascal, anything. You have to take shelter of sadhu, guru, and shastra. Sadhu means saintly person. Those have got all those qualities. So what is that paper? Are you using that for paper which have been supplied to you? the qualification of devotees? What are those? Can you say any of these? What is that paper? Not with you. It is in the book. My knowledge is in the book. No. You should learn. Everyone is missing. So how you can become saintly person? So those qualities, 26 qualities, they are called saintly person. Devotee means to become fully qualified with all the noble qualities. Devotee does not mean a rascal at the same time a devotee. No. As soon as you become devotee, the test is that all those 26 qualities will develop. You have to test yourself. Out of the 26 qualities, how much I have developed. If I am lacking, then you must know that you are not developed. This is the test. What are the qualities? Paul, you have got the copy? What are the qualities?
Kind to everyone.
Kind to everyone. Yes. Then go on.
Does not quarrel with anyone. Accepts in the absolute truth. Equal to everyone. Spotless. Faultless. Charitable. Mild. Clean. Simple. Benevolent. Completely attached to Krishna. No material hankering. Meek. Steady. Self-controlled. Does not eat more than required. Sane, respectful, humble, grave, compassionate, friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. One who is too much talkative, that means he's lacking in devotion. He should simply talk about Krishna, nothing more. And when one is actually absorbing Krishna's thought, he cannot talk nonsense. He has no time. He does not waste time. So these are the qualities. He is called sadhu. Sadhu means these are the qualities. Of course, not that we may develop all these qualities immediately. But sadhu means this. Sadhu means what is called pious man. These are the qualities of pious. Sadhu. And shastra. Shastra means the scripture. By study of scripture, you can develop this quality. That is called scripture. That is authorized scripture. Just like you study some book and you develop some quality after reading that book. Similarly, when you actually have scripture, then you develop all these qualities. And guru, spiritual master means who teaches you all these things. So you have to make your progress sadhu, shastra, guru, vastra. You have to corroborate whether guru is speaking, whether it is there in the scripture. What scripture is speaking, whether that is in the character of guru or in the sadhu, saintly person and spiritual master. So you have to always make comparison with three things, sadhu, shastra, guru. Nobody can become a spiritual master who has no reference to the scriptures and his qualities. Nobody can be accepted as a qualified man. If one has not developed his character through the scripture under the instruction of Guru. The sadhu shastra guru. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says sadhu shastra, that sadhu includes guru also. Because a spiritual master, unless he is a sadhu, he cannot be a guru, cannot be a spiritual master. and the primary qualification of spiritual master, that he is completely surrendered to Krishna, completely Krishna conscious person. These are the six. So, Lord Chaitanya says, Sadhu Shastra Kripa Jadi Krishna Mukha. Now this Sadhu's qualification is merciful, friendly. These sadhus, they take the risk of becoming friendly and merciful to the fallen conditioned souls, and they preach the message of God. Therefore, their mercy is required. They are merciful by nature. By nature, they are merciful. One who is sadhu, one who is devotee, by nature he has developed that merciful quality, friendly quality. So, their business is to enlighten those who are in ignorance, those who are fully absorbed in this material concept of life. Therefore, they preach. And we have to test that mercy. If you don't accept, suppose a man is fallen in the pit and he's trying to come out, and another man drops a rope, please catch it, I shall take you out of the pit. He does not catch it, then how can he be taken out? So sadhu and sastra, they're always ready to give you mercy. But you have to catch it. If you don't accept it, then how you can recover? Therefore, initiation means to accept the mercy of the sadhu and spiritual master. If you don't accept, so there is no other way. If you think, if you cry that I am fallen in the pit, please take me, and when somebody comes and to help you, you say, no, I will not catch you. Remember, who will help you? So, because I am a living entity, I try for so many things, for my daily bread, and I don't try to catch the mercy of sadhu and sastra. Just see my foolishness. I, for getting a work, I flatter so many persons and put my submit my application, but for my deliverance from the material bondage, I don't care. No, I am not going to submit to anyone. I don't report. You see how much foolishness is. Just like a dog, for his bread, he'll submit everyone. But for his spiritual emancipation, he is not agree to submit. Just see the foolishness. For bread, which is already settled by the nature, he'll submit to everyone. Just like dog goes from door to door and moves its tail. That will give me a bread. Give me a bread. Yes. So this application, the dog is. And the Bhagavata is stated that the Brahmin, a Kshatriya, if his property is taken, he may accept something, mercantile, but don't be a dog. This modern civilization is teaching people to become dogs. Go door to door and move your tail. Please give me bread. Because they have lost their self-confidence, they have lost their faith in God. So everyone is being taught to become God. And somebody is controlling them. And when they're too much, I mean to say, fatigue, they propose another theory, communism. Let this capitalism move. No. This will not stop. This will create another trouble. The solution is that you have become. You have to become Krishna conscious. Then all the problems of the world will be solved. Everyone has to become Krishna conscious. Then the problems, all the problems that is facing us in this material world will be solved. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, sadhu sattu kipayadi Krishna no thought. The saintly persons and the representative of Krishna, they are always trying to distribute this mercy. So, if somebody by his fortune accepts this mercy, then he can become aloof from this material world. So one has to accept sadhu sattva kripa. They are always merciful. But one has to accept them and become Krishna conscious. Sadhu sattva kripa is the Krishna mukha. And as soon as he agrees to become Krishna conscious, then his path becomes clear. He'll get rid of this material clutches and this all his full life full of anxiety and problems. He'll be clear. So these things, sadhu sattva, saintly person and scripture, they have to be accepted. If you don't accept them, then there is no other way. Why there is no other way? Daivi Jisha Gunami is citing again from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the book of evidence. Lord Chaitanya is citing. Because it is Vedic. Just like in the law court, you have to cite sections from the law book, not from your concocted mind. No foolish man can argue in the law court, because he has to refer in every step from the law book. The sadhu means that he has to give evidence from the scripture. Not that I think, in my opinion, you can do this. Oh, he's not a sadhu. He's a fool. What is your opinion? You are a conditioned soul. Can you manufacture something? No. You cannot manifest anything. You have to give reference from authorized scripture. So, Lord Chaitanya is giving evidence from Bhagavad Gita. Saivid Jisa Gunami. Why you cannot yourself get out of these material classes? The reason is this. Saivid Jisa, this material class is so powerful. You cannot get out. It's not possible. Vaivid Jisha Gunami, Mama Maya Durastaya. This material nature, which is my energy, Lord Krishna said. It is very strong. Very strong. In the history, you will never find that anybody has overcome the laws of material nature by his own effort. No, it is not possible. Therefore, the modern scientific world, who are trying to conquer over the laws of material nature by their teeny scientific arrangements, they are all fools. It is not possible. Not possible. If you try for something which is not possible, then you simply go on wasting your time. That is the first thing. But if you accept the scriptures, the truth, that is, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vaividhishagunamai mama maya durutraya. This material nature, which is one of my energy, it is very difficult to get out of it. Then you will be a sane man. Oh, then why I am trying foolishly in this way, that I can make adjustment in this material world for comfortable life? No, it is not possible. Then what is the remedy? The remedy is there. What is that? Mamaya vajaprapadanti mayami saankaranti. As soon as one surrenders unto me, he becomes out of this flesh. This is true. So, this information, we are holding this class from Bhagavad Gita, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from scripture, just to, with reference to the Shastra, scripture. And we are trying to follow. We are not creating anything. It is not a manufactured thing, concocted thing. It is standard, followed by great acharyas, like Chaitanya. So we have just it. That is the way. We have to become Krishna conscious and follow, as the Shastra says, sometimes as we, the law books are there, as we take help of a lawyer, how to utilize the law book. Similarly, you have to utilize the scriptures by accepting a spiritual master who can guide you. He's a lawyer. These are the problems. If you don't accept, then go on suffering. If you accept, everything is there. That is the way of Krishna consciousness. Thank you.